After yesterday's rain and cold front, cooler air moving in now. You notice it early this morning. Temperatures some 20-plus degrees cooler than they were at the same time yesterday. And a nice rain across the area. Everybody got at least some. Amounts generally averaging a quarter to a half inch, but there were some narrow bands from Baker across parts of central Duval into southeastern Nassau County that saw an inch of rain. And there were some spots in southern Clay. Southern St. John's didn't get much more than a couple of tenths of an inch of rain. But at least everybody getting in on some rain. And as we always say, leading up to the fire season, we'll take whatever rain we can get whenever we can get it. And, of course, it avoided the weekend for the most part. So good news there. And so today, cool day, but a lot of sunshine. It's breezy. There's the pollen blowing around. But I'll tell you what, all things considered, mid-60s this afternoon with a lot of sun. It's a nice day, even though that's 10 degrees below average. That sets us up for a very cold night tonight, down into the 30s. Rich and I were talking last week about, hey, is winter over with? And pretty sure I said, you know what, probably not so much, and we've got a strong cold front on the way next week. Well, here we are next week, and temperatures tonight dropping into the 30s. Near and west of Highway 301, there'll likely be some patchy frost. Parts of Baker, western Nassau, far western Duval, northwestern Clay County. The I-95 corridor, about 37 degrees, and the intracoastal and the beaches will stay 40-plus. But then tomorrow, with less wind and a lot of sun, it's a very pretty day. Your Wednesday high temperatures will reach the low 70s. Then our next frontal system will be approaching late in the week, so clouds start to move in on Thursday, but it looks like another dry day and really pretty nice. We'll reach into the mid-70s, and then on and off rain can be expected for Friday. That's the next front. It looks like everybody gets in on some more rainfall. Amounts not extreme, but probably some decent, at least moderate rains in the end. The front's moving away on Saturday, but likely to get some wraparound moisture, as we like to call it, on the backside of a storm system like this, so still quite a bit of cloudiness to start the weekend on Saturday. May even still be a brief shower or two, and temperatures will be cooler. Top down at around 70 degrees. So for the first time in a while, we don't see any 80s on the horizon, and temperatures at most will be near average and generally a little bit below average for a good part of the next 4 or 5 days. As Mother Nature does her best at trying to balance things out, right? Oh, and hey, today on this March 19th is the first day of spring. Astronomical spring arrives today. That means this is about equal day and night of hours of daylight and nighttime. So the sun's rays are just about perpendicular with the equator and start to spread and move more northward now, of course, as we head toward the summer solstice, which will be in June. And good old summertime is not far away, nor are those warmer temperatures. So enjoy this cooler weather while you can. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.